Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Well, it was a little weird. I had the boss over last night.
You had your boss over for a slumber party.
Slumber party. Chad Taylor lives the journeyman's life, right? He's a commuter because his house is still in Altoona,
mm-hmm.
right? His wife works up there. His daughter goes to Iowa State. So he's back and forth. And he decided he's going to go back today because we're going to go all see a show at the Performing Arts Civic Center.
So excited.
I'll probably just get a hotel. I'm like, why would you get a hotel?
Don't get a hotel.
Come on over.
Casa de la Hansen.
Casa de la Hansen. Yes. Shannon made us steak, potatoes, and Brussels sprouts.
Wow.
I know. I made a fire.
Can I come stay at your house?
You're invited anytime.
Yay.
To Casa de la Hansen.
And you made a fire?
Yes, we made a fire.
He's never going to leave.
That's my concern.
You've been too inviting.
Been too hospitable.
That sounds like
too
heaven.
Much hospitality.
Oh.
Yeah. Couple cocktails.
And there were cocktails?
I gave him the Wi-Fi password.
He got Wi-Fi?
Clean towels?
Nah. He lives with you now.
He's moved in.
He's never. I wouldn't leave that.
He got in. I gave a quick tour. Gave him the old derecho story.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, your room's down here.
Right. We'll see
you
upstairs. Where the tree went through
he
the roof.
He came up wearing like the pants people wear to, you know, convenience stores. Like those really comfy pajama pants.
Yeah.
He was settled in. He was settled in.
Was there?
What?
Wasn't it like a sports team, like a pajama pant? Or did he have his favorite, like, lucky leprechaun on there? Or...
It was Care Bears.
It was Care Bears.
No, it wasn't. His shirt was Southeast Polk High School Rams. I don't remember what. Kind of a sweat pant, I guess, if I really think about it. I didn't spend a lot of time staring at his thighs.
I really wanted to hear about the characters that were on his pajama bottoms.
If he does end up staying, I'm sure we'll put character sheets on his bed, though.
You have to.
Yeah. Do they make a Lightning McQueen and a queen?
Duh. That was the only way to make that stay even better. Character sheets. A really themed room.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd go with cars until he tells me different. He just can't put up any Iowa State stuff in my house.
Sorry.
Oh, that's kind of funny. He had to sleep opposite a full 100% University of Iowa wall.
Oh.
I wonder if he'll be fine this morning when he wakes up.
Maybe he'll wake up a new man.
Maybe I've converted him.
Yeah, you've converted him.
From a cyclone to a Hawkeye.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was all the activities last night at Casa de la Hansen.
Oh, it's a busy night.
It was a busy night.
Very busy.
Yeah. And you are invited over anytime.
Good, because I sometimes need a break, and that sounds like a great break. That sounds excellent.
I just got to install a swimming pool, and then I will be the perfect getaway.
Are you installing a pool?
No, we're not
yet. Is this how you tell me we're getting a pool?
We.
If you get a pool, we are getting a pool. Are you kidding me? That's how this works.
We.
And Vogue magazine just declared 2026 the year of...
The what?
The crack.
As in plumber?
Backside cleavage, baby.
Oh, man. Man and woman?
Are you hoping?
No, I don't want either.
I don't want it to happen.
I don't want either.
Fashion runways, high-end designers, everybody is kind of hyping up just a little peek of the hiney quarters. There's a lot of influencers that are doing it too.
Really?
Jumping on the trend. Yeah, remember, like, jeans, the waistlines are really high and, like...
So now they're really, really low.
They're gonna go low. This spring, look out for a lot of plumber's crack.
Well, how deep are we going? Because that's where it gets a little disturbing.
Well, back in the day, it was like just
along the edge, like the horizon.
So like when you sit, you have a problem. But when you're standing, it's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you, then I have to bend over and grab something or like kneel, squat down and grab, then it's like I'm seeing too much.
I thought we learned from that. That kind of low slung jean of the early aughts.
And can you make that declaration now? We're only at the end of February.
Well, it's spring.
Are they trying to, it's coming for
spring. They're seeing it on runways. They're seeing it on like everyday
influencers. Am I
going to
see an Easter service?
An Easter service booty cleavage?
That's my curiosity.
Happy Easter.
You want to see the tomb? No, I don't.
No. Oh. No. No. That is not Easter appropriate.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I challenge, not you, the Scrambillion audience,
okay,
to find another two people doing a local radio morning show that loves Broadway as much as you and I.
Loves it.
And not only that, is in total love with The Outsiders. We've both seen it on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they make that Broadway magic happen.
It's incredible. There's pieces of rubber tire all over the stage.
It rains on stage.
It rains.
During a very well choreographed fight. The Outsiders, of course, based on the classic novel. Some people grew up with the movie. We are going to see it tonight in Des Moines. It's on a run. It starts today on the 24th, going all the way through March 1st. If you remember, the Morning Scramble had tickets for this a long time ago that we gave away.
Yes.
And I'm going, I've never done this before. I'm going as part of media night.
Ooh, you have a responsibility then.
I think I have to give you a review tomorrow.
You do.
I think I do.
You do.
I do.
You exactly do.
Well, I'm already going to write the first line.
Also, I demand it because I've got tickets for Saturday,
yes,
and I can't wait.
The line will open with, I loved every performance, including the opening song. I think it's the magic of Broadway. It's like, you just took a young adult novel, set it to music,
yeah,
and you just told the perfect story. Now, you have to say, like, starting with great material, right? It's kind of an us versus them story.
Right.
Teen angst, growing up in the South. You got good stuff to work with, great,
yes,
material. But
yes,
just the way they've staged it, the music, Outsiders, Des Moines Performing Arts. That's so I'm there and back tonight. Going up.
Okay.
Doing the show.
Okay.
Shannon's driving us back while I nap in the car.
You can do this.
Oh, I can't wait to go.
It's going to be wonderful.
Yes.
I can't wait to see how the stage version is, because when we saw it on Broadway, like, you know, it's there. But when you have to pick up the show and move,
yeah,
how do you do like a rain scene? And
we're going to find out. Yeah.
I'm
so pumped. The Outsiders. Tony Award winning best musical is going to be in Des Moines starting tonight. I get to go to preview night.
I guarantee it's going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
Okay, this is not helping me right now because I know that you're going to go have fun tonight and gosh, it's so great for you. I'm really happy for you. I just keep looking at everybody else and like, I'm getting jealous. Yesterday, you well know, it was a very long day for the Morning Scramble.
Yes, it was.
There was many things to do, many things to accomplish, and stayed a little late. Got it all done.
We got out of here about 3-something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a long
That's
day.
That's late for us. That's almost a 12-hour day.
Super, super long
By the time we're
day.
Up.
Yes. And it, that was only possible because my kids did not have school.
Right.
They were off all day. So the juxtaposition between our days, me, like, I'm running ragged. I'm doing all the things. And them, lap of luxury.
Lounging about?
No. Audrey went on a day trip to Galena.
What?
Yeah. She came home last night and she had popcorn, butterscotch flavored popcorn, sarsaparilla. She got slime for her sister. Like,
wow.
All these really.
So, it, like a day of pampering,
yes,
little shopping therapy for your daughter.
Yes, shopping therapy. She got to go to one of my favorite places. Cora got to hang out with grandma. She got to go shopping too. She got a. They were all on sale. Clothes. Just, oh, look at this little pink dress. It's on sale.
Now I'm jealous of you being jealous.
I know. It is not fair.
Not fair. When do we get a...
I want a
teacher in service day.
Yes.
Adult teacher in service days.
Why don't we have those?
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
The Eastern Iowa Airport setting another passenger record for January. This is the 23rd consecutive record-breaking month.
Woo!
5% increase in total passenger count, 2026 compared to 2025. By the way, the airport ended last year with 1.6 million total passengers. That's the third consecutive record-breaking passenger year. So this is what's good. More people flying means either bigger planes or more flights, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bigger capacity. Right now, March, April, and May, back that up, February, March, April, all have higher capacity compared to last year. And American is going to go from 3 to 4 flights to Chicago per day to 6. United is going from 5 to 7 or 8 flights per day.
Awesome.
More getting you to Chicago, which to get you to all around the
Wherever
world.
Wherever you,
yes,
want to go.
That's the more we get expansion news like that, and then eventually, hopefully, some new longer distance routes, right?
Yes,
we just got to keep supporting the airport, and they will turn around and support us. Thank you.
That is all.
I started walking down that road. I'm like, I'm in a cul-de-sac of words. I can't get out. A handful of Colonels road games will be broadcast at Kingston Yard this season. They've got that LCD screen. We saw the Iowa State football game there.
Yeah.
It's that green space right between Pickle Palace and Big Grove. The team will feature a different road stand each month. So in Peoria, the road stand in Peoria, April 21st, like that series will be broadcast. So it's basically a week a month is how they're going to do it.
Awesome.
So just keep eyes on Kingston Yard social media channels and you can get the broadcast times and dates.
What a great spot.
To catch those away games at Kingston Yard coming up over the course of this spring and summer for your Cedar Rapids Colonels. Okay, before I tell you about Dress Up Bingo, I need to see if you understand a concept called third space. Have you ever heard of this phrase before?
No.
Your first space is your home.
Yeah.
Your second space is probably work. It's where you spend the most time.
Oh, okay.
Where do you go then next? That's your third space. That's where you'd like to socialize. Well, the Eastern Iowa Arts Academy would like you to consider them more than just a school. They want to be your third space. So they're hosting events, and they do this the first Tuesday of every month. So coming up next Tuesday, which would be in the month of March, they're doing something called Dress Up Bingo.
What's Dress Up Bingo?
Dress Up Bingo means just like when you're a kid, you want to play dress up? Come in anything you want.
That is so awesome.
Come in costume. Come in a gown.
Whatever
come
you want.
In a tuxedo. Come as you are. Dress up bingo. How fun is that?
That's super fun.
18 plus. Games, snacks, prizes.
And it's only for adults.
BYOB.
That is so
$15 fun. $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Dress up bingo.
Fun.
Now, to find out and get the ticket link, just Google Trace Space Bingo Cedar Rapids. That's what they're calling this kind of pop-up
trace space.
Trace space.
I see.
Trace space bingo Cedar Rapids. Get the registration link. Dress up bingo with the Eastern Arts Academy coming up next Tuesday.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Actor Robert Carradine took his own life yesterday at age 71. He'd been struggling with bipolar disorder for 2 decades. You probably know him as Louis Skolnick from Revenge of the Nerds.
Just
back in
Lewis,
the day.
Lewis from Revenge of the Nerds.
Just Lewis. He also played Hilary Duff's dad in Lizzie McGuire. I'm like, oh, that's, I remember him more from that. I'm like, oh
I know
God.
Him perfectly from Revenge of the Nerds, yeah.
Iconic. His family shared the news and said, we hope that his journey can shed a light and encourage addressing that stigma that attaches to mental illness. At this time, we ask for privacy to grieve this unfathomable loss with gratitude for your understanding and compassion. Of course, he comes from the Carradine family, a lot of famous actors within that family, too. And just really sad that he was struggling so deeply with that mental illness prior to his death. Jelly Roll apparently going to have a very busy summer. We've been talking about the big ass stadium tour with Post Malone that he's coming to Ames even. Apparently, one tour wasn't enough. He wanted to add another one, more Jelly this summer.
Is he at least doing smaller venues, do you think?
Yes. This is a big, it's a spinoff of the Big Ass Stadium tour.
Okay.
He's calling it the Little Ass Shed Tour.
Little Ass Shed Tour.
Very, very cute. Very similar branding.
Yes.
He's going to do 11 shows, so pretty limited, but from May 28th, starting in Florida, and he'll wrap up July 22nd in Walla Walla, Washington.
Wow, wow.
Wow, 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 wow. He's got like one in Michigan at the midweek. He comes and he plays Ames and then he goes on to New York State. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
I just envision them all in the same bus together, but guess not.
I guess he's going to take his own bus because he's busy. He's adding more. A shed, by the way, is like an outdoor amphitheater. It's not going to literally be sheds like in people's backyards or anything. It's not that small. It's still, I mean, he could play the McGrath amphitheater.
McGrath could be the right size.
It'd be perfect. Okay, fans of two rival TV shows tearing the internet apart.
All right, give me the first corner.
Okay, in one corner, we've got fans of Breaking Bad.
The Walter White.
Walter White. Remember the last episode of Breaking Bad, the finale, Ozymandias? Like, it was kind of one of those perfect endings. It all rides on the last episode, and are they going to do it justice? How are they going to leave us hanging?
Yes.
It got a great TV episode rating on IMDb.com. Thousands of user ratings all gave it a perfect score of 10.
10 out of 10.
You can't do any better, right? That is a perfect TV episode.
It's going to be like getting 100% Rotten Tomatoes.
Exactly. Right? It's like almost impossible. But the fans wanted to keep it that way. So whenever another TV show started to get high ratings, like 10-star ratings, they started bombing it with giving 1-star reviews.
You can't do that, Breaking Bad fans.
They did it to Succession. They did it to Chernobyl. They even did it to their own spinoff, Better Call Saul.
No!
I know! It had 10, 9, 8-star reviews and then suddenly got torpedoed by 2,000 1-star reviews to take it down. And then along comes the Game of Thrones spinoff, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. They had an episode called In the Name of the Mother and it picked up 99,000 10-star reviews. And Breaking Bad fans could not have that. So they started doing their thing. They started review bombing it. And then the Game of Thrones fans decided to fight back.
You have every right to. And Game of Thrones has dragons.
And they understand, right? They brought their dragons with them, and they retaliated 70,000 1-star reviews, dropping the score of Ozymandias from 10 to 9.5.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Where it is currently tied with the Game of Thrones episode.
These guys aren't going to give up. It's going to be relentless.
You guys, I need you to log off, look away from your screens, and go outside. Go outside,
that's
nerds.
Called the sun. That's grass.
Get a life, nerds. Come on.
What's that winged creature? That's a bird in real life.
Oh, it's kind of like a dragon. Go check it out. Go look at it outside.
There are actual trailer parks where you can see buildings that look like the one in your TV show.
You won't believe it. It's amazing.
Fresh air, friends.
That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
All right. Friends. Family,
countrymen,
lend us your taste buds. Welcome to Taste of Tuesday. What we're calling, I'm sure we'll have many of these before Easter, but the Easter candy edition. This happens to be from listener Kathleen, who spotted these on a store shelf, took a picture, sent it to us, and said you have to try these KFC jelly beans.
These jelly beans have you guys written all over them, she said. And when I saw the flavors, she flipped the bag over. Fried chicken, gravy, and sweet corn flavored jelly beans. I mean, that's a limited list, but it's going to be powerful.
I grew up on KFC. My grandma loved taking us to KFC.
Really?
I love it. Yes. So I'm looking
forward. This is going to be a trip down memory
road. I'm looking forward to this. It's going to flash back to Florence Hansen.
Would you like to? I just opened the bag and I poured some out.
Yeah.
I want you to smell this bag of jelly beans.
Okay. Because I have only seen the bag. I haven't even seen the beans yet.
You get that bucket of chicken. You get that meal.
Ooh.
You smell it, right?
I'm getting a little sweet corn.
Uh-huh.
And I'm clearly getting that KFC crunch.
The crispiness,
yes.
Right?
So
There's something kind of sweet.
Is this extra crispy chicken? Or are we having the original, you know, Colonel's recipe?
I think if it's the Colonel's favorite jelly beans, it's got to be original recipe.
Now, am I to procure my own jelly beans out of this bag? Because, Claire, did you notice that the colors don't quite match the
Eric,
key?
That is my problem. I poured out some jelly beans, and I was like, I'll just separate them into piles. There are only 3 flavors in this bag. I'm telling you, there's at least 5 different colors.
All right. The chicken, I can tell for sure. That is a speckled pink.
Yes.
Right? Or at least the darkest of the colors.
Yes. A pale pink jelly bean with some dark pink speckles in there. That's got to be the chicken.
Okay. Well, let's start with that one because we know that's what it is.
Okay. We want to start with chicken.
That's what I would start with if I was getting KFC by the bucket. I'd start with the chicken.
Okay. Chicken. No, I'm not ready. Yes,
we're going to do
this.
It. You know why we're both pausing? You can find it on one of our podcasts. When we tried those Thanksgiving-flavored Oreos,
yes,
it ended so horribly.
We tried a turkey-flavored Oreo.
And it tasted like dog food.
It was the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth. And we put a lot of things in our mouth for Taste of Tuesdays.
We put so many things in our mouths. Okay.
Let's and put now this
we're
going to
put KFC chicken-flavored jelly bean here.
We're not going to talk about it anymore.
We're just going to do it.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
It really is like fried chicken, though. Immediately. That's
chicken.
I don't know which herbs and spices, but like, boom.
Now, there's a little sweetness on the end, which helps. I wasn't quite prepared for it.
It's so spicy.
It's not that dog food flavor, which is good.
It is not dog food.
But it has that, whatever that one, it's like a pepper. Am I getting pepper?
I think pepper right on the onset. Are you taking another jelly bean?
One more.
I really want to get these spices right because they hit you, bam.
Right out of the gate.
You crack that jelly coating on the shell of the jelly bean, and boom, wow.
You know what we should have done? We should have had a bucket of chicken next to us so we could compare.
Compare the two of them?
Yes.
Oh, I can't get over, though, how...
That's KFC chicken.
It's KFC chicken, but it's not.
Right, because I think at the end with that sweetness, it's still a jelly bean by the time. Like, I'm getting very interesting flavors of savory, maybe a little sage or something.
Yeah.
And then with the sweet of the jelly bean.
That's amazing.
Which is just kind of a sugary flavor.
I can't believe I didn't want to spit it out immediately.
It does scare your tongue right off the bat, though, right?
It's weird, but it's not disgusting.
It's not disgusting. It is just, you're right, it's just foreign.
Yes.
Right?
It's okay. A lot of things going on at once.
Now, we're trying to figure out which jelly bean is corn.
I want to go with the sweet corn next because I thought that would be a nice palate cleanser.
Do you think it's the lighter of the two? Because the gravy one, did you lose your corn?
I lost a jelly bean.
This
found
is the
one.
Way back when Jelly Belly started their, they had buttered popcorn.
Yes.
That's the color that we're trying
right
now.
That's kind of what I'm hoping for with this.
So this is sweet corn.
Sweet corn.
Jelly bean.
Jelly beans.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Yeah. Right at the end. It tastes like a jelly bean.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a second and you get that corn flavor.
I'm a beat behind you. I'm like, no, I'm getting nothing. I'm getting nothing.
Then there it is.
Sweet corn. It is sweet. I mean, like the jelly candy.
Of the two, I like this one better.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not chicken flavored.
It almost has that buttered popcorn flavor if you get a jelly belly, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just not the butter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's more sweet corn forward than the buttered popcorn.
This one passes.
Mm-hmm.
We've had fried chicken.
This is doable.
We've had sweet corn. Coming up, we're going to try gravy, and then I'm going to try all three.
All three together. What does that taste like?
I'm going to have a KFC meal. As we try Colonel's favorite jelly beans, it's a Taste of Tuesday with the Morning Scramble. More coming up.
Putting the two-bite rule into practice every Tuesday morning.
It's good.
Got to try it to see if you like it, right?
Really good.
It's Tasted Tuesday on Z102.9.
This was provided to us by way of a listener, at least the suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you find this jelly bean?
These are on sale at Target, friends.
Okay.
Get your own Colonel's favorite jelly beans, KFC-inspired flavors.
We've had chicken. We've had sweet corn. We've been regretting that we now need to try the gravy-flavored jelly bean.
The gravy-flavored jelly bean, I think my concern is, like Willy Wonka, it's going to kind of coat my mouth. And I'm going to actually have gravy in my mouth.
But Violet Beauregard loved it.
She did. Oh, boy. Here comes the second course.
Ah, roast beef. Ah, gravy. It's coating my throat.
How sick. That is so gross. Such a gross concept.
I keep going back to when you found those Thanksgiving-flavored Oreos, and we got to the very last one, which was turkey, and how bad it tasted. That's what I'm worried about for gravy. And I love KFC gravy.
Of course. Like, they sell it. People will just get it and put a straw in it. Like, that's how good KFC's gravy is.
It's great stuff.
But the idea of packing all of that flavor into a jelly bean just oogs me out.
A lot of punch in a little piece.
Yes.
You ready?
I'm ready. Okay.
Right.
Is this like kind of the orangey looking one?
That's the one I got.
Okay.
I think this is gravy.
Gravy. Down the hatch. Oh, it's so
powerful.
Oh,
God.
It's so powerful.
Oh.
It hits your nose first and it's in my mouth. That is wild. How did it go straight to my nose?
Don't.
I could smell it.
Finish this.
I need this out of my mouth.
I have to. Oh.
Why is this? I love their gravy.
How did you? Why did you? Who did this?
I told you it was going to do this.
Now.
Oh,
there
my
is
Lord.
Overwhelming sensation.
It stuck to my teeth.
Is that like white pepper?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
White pepper and.
No. White pepper and get it out. I don't care. Oh, God.
It does have like that meaty background, though. You know, that the backbone of the gravy is the meat dripping.
Yes.
And it's got meat dripping flavor.
Oh, God.
Does not make for a great jelly bean.
Now, a minute ago, I said I was going to suicide. Try one of each. You don't have to if you don't want to.
I want to do it.
Which means we're taking another bite of this damn gravy jelly bean?
I think maybe with the help of the sweetness of the sweet corn.
I hope so.
And I think, actually, that the gravy might complement the
And can I just chicken. Also point out that these are so unassuming in color. They look very approachable.
Yes.
They look very spring-like in color.
They look like the Jelly Belly jelly beans.
Then they attack your mouth. Okay. Are you ready? We're doing chicken, corn, and gravy all at the same time.
Am I ready? No. But let's do it.
3, 2, 1, go.
Ugh. Oh, what did I bite in? I bite the gravy first?
I got
Why
the
would
chicken
I bite
first.
The gravy?
No.
As soon as you hit that gravy, it is just in your mouth.
Thank God I didn't. The chicken and the corn are helping calm down the gravy.
Really?
I think so.
I'm having a hard time on this one.
Okay.
I don't like this.
Whatever kid you don't like in your house, this is what you get them. The child you like the least, this is what goes in their Easter basket.
You give them these.
Easter, candy, jelly beans, courtesy of the Colonel.
These are a punishment. These are not a treat. Ew.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Raising children is an especially difficult job. And you know what? Sometimes it's like, has anybody else ever dealt with this before? Because I'm at a loss. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to turn. That's our inspiration for our Momtroversy. And this week we've got a Dadtroversy because we're joined by a special guest.
Mike Schulte with the Pork Tornadoes.
Well, first of all, like, what's this whole Eastern Iowa airport thing? Because, like, my wife and I used to be extreme purveyors of, like, traveling.
Yeah.
And then we had kids, and I'll see a plane. I'll be like, what's it like?
I remember what are planes like?
And now you're going to see more of them because we're getting more flights to Chicago because people are using our airport. So just keep an eye on the sky. Eventually, you'll travel again.
Someday, right?
Yeah. One day. Yes.
We're traveling with friends we used to tailgate with 23 years ago. Now that their kids are finally out of the house.
It took 23 years.
They had to turn into grandparents, but now they can travel again.
Listen, I am an old dad. I'm a late in life dad. I'm 43 now with two kids. And I'm basically just on an apology tour right now to all my friends to be like, hey, remember that time I asked you to go to Mexico on like a 1 day notice and you couldn't and I was mad at you? I'm sorry.
I'm really sorry about that.
I fully understand why you couldn't go.
I didn't realize it at the time.
The table has turned. Well, as a dad, dad of two daughters, when we got to talking, we're like, hey, if you want to bring in a topic for Momtroversy, and you had something right away.
I had like 10 right away.
You did, yeah.
Like, what about this? There's a lot of issues.
It's so hard. It's the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my entire life, but it's like every single day there's something where you're like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this a thing? Why did we do this?
Yes. And there's no manual for it, right?
Am I approaching it the right way? And then I think back on things like the decisions I did make. Was that the right way to handle this situation? I don't know.
Full well knowing that there is going to be a moment in my kid's life where it's the small detail that I didn't really think was a big deal that will literally shape the rest of their life and create fears and things that I never knew existed.
Always
just from me being like, hey, could you wait 1 second real quick? And like that was the moment
Daddy never loved me.
He made me wait.
My anxiety is through the roof every day.
Right.
Well, that's a lot of pressure you guys put on yourselves as parents.
It's a ton.
And rightfully so, though, right? You don't want to break that thing.
Totally.
Right.
Totally.
Break that thing.
But of the myriad of issues that you kind of put at our feet, Mike, one of them was picky eating.
Yeah, that's a weird one, right? So I have a almost 4-year-old and an almost 2-year-old and two girls. And the 2-year-old is in the stage where just mentioning the word food, it elicits an immediate, like, take me to my seat, put my bib on me, and give me the food.
Let's go.
And we're like, but no, we have to cook the food. Mm-hmm. So that causes this huge meltdown from her that she doesn't have the food. But when she gets it.
Instant gratification is what she wants.
Blah, 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 anything. She'll eat anything. But the 4-year-old used to be a great eater, you know, and now all of a sudden she's turned into this, like, if you spent 10 hours making this, even though this is my favorite food, I don't want it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. The thing that I liked last week, I don't like today.
Yes.
You had this yesterday.
Yes.
Don't like it today.
You told me on the way home that this is your favorite food and you can't wait to eat it. But now that it's in front of you, they don't want it. And there's nothing worse than watching myself or my wife, who, by the way, happy birthday, Molly. It is her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Molly.
There's nothing worse than watching her like make a meal, holding a baby and like make a meal and then go, here you go. And then it's wasted because the kid won't eat it. And you know they're hungry. You know that they go to school and there's never complaints at school that they eat whatever's there. And here we are being like, oh, yeah, it's hot dogs and mac and cheese. All right. And like, eh.
I want it.
And then I've seen that, too, when we go out with my nieces and nephews and you order, right? You're paying for that food.
Yes, but the stress of finding something on that menu that you know is going to fit.
Sits there. And then usually they don't eat as well as one of the two parents because they just want to go run around.
Yes.
Right.
So picky eating is what we're going to try to pick apart as we get into our Momtroversy today.
That is a challenge. And right at about that age 4, picky eating becomes a really, I think, common thing that a lot of people have dealt with.
When you know they're hungry, you want them to eat something.
Yes.
And you know that you can just get them to shut up if you're like, here's some goldfish. Here's some milk duds. like Eric said.
My youngest brother. He survived on cheese pizzas and milk duds for most of his.
Those were the two basic food groups?
His food pyramid was flat. It was cheese pizza and little lumps of milk duds. That was his food pyramid.
His food plane.
Yeah. No, because listen, as adults, we have all these different things on our plates. So we only have this much bandwidth to give to, like, how do I figure out how to make this kid eat? But this kid can give every instance of their brain to, like, how do I figure out how to get milk duds?
Yes,
you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yes.
And once you give it to them.
They're dedicated that 100%.
Then they know how to get them. So I, like, we want our kids to eat healthy, you know, but at the same time, you want them to eat.
Right.
And you don't want them to go to bed hungry and waking up in the middle of the night. So it's like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. I don't want to be a negligent parent. What do you do in this situation? Have you ever dealt with a picky eater? Do you have tips, tricks? We want to hear them all.
Helping raise your kids the scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
We're joined by a guest. We've never really done a Momtroversy like this before.
An in-person Momtroversy.
Which, technically, it's a Dadtroversy because Mike Schulte with the Pork Tornadoes is joining us with a Dadtroversy. Hello, Mike.
Come on, you've seen Mr. Mom, right? Michael Keaton.
I love that movie.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
Yes.
And that, you know, like, that's inspiring. Like, every dad should want to be home with their kids like that for a little while.
For sure.
You know, do some electrical work, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes, man.
Have you had the opportunity to break that movie down on Confused Breakfast before?
So we did. We did like a smaller, like a brunch version of that.
Okay. Because,
you know, sometimes there's movies people haven't seen.
Yeah.
But Michael Keaton's like, we're such huge fans of Michael Keaton.
He's good.
He's amazing in that movie. And Terry Garr is just incredible as the wife. And Christopher Lloyd was in that movie.
So you know him from Confused Breakfast Podcast. You know him from Pork Tornadoes. We're going to know him as a dad this morning because we're getting into something you're dealing with at home. You've got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. Dinner time is just headache time.
Yeah.
You got a picky eater. Let's set the scenario again.
So, 2-year-old is just give me food now. The minute that I realize you have food needs to be in my mouth kind of a thing, which is hard because you have to make the food.
Yes.
Yep.
And 4-year-old is like, hey, listen, I know that yesterday I told you that hot dogs and mac and cheese were my favorite food and that I ate that entire plate. Today, no. Today, it's pretzels.
I totally feel my
girls
until
tomorrow, and then it's going to be something else, right?
Yes,
then milk duds.
My girls are 3 years apart, and it's the exact same setup where the youngest will eat anything you put in front of her. She's all about it. And the oldest is like, nah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Not today. And I know I said that. But that age, too, that 4, 5, maybe even 6, is an age where lots of kids just get picky for no apparent reason.
So we're taking the scenario and we're putting it out to you. Give us some help. The phone lines are open for our Momtroversy. Today we're calling it a Dadtroversy, dealing with picky eaters. What are your ideas?
I've got a 6-year-old and it was the exact same thing. When she turned 4, it was like all of a sudden she's like, food? Nah, I'm good. I don't need that.
So what'd you do?
Everything she loved, she immediately ate. So what we did was we set aside the things like the meal that we made. And if it was something we knew she wasn't a fan of, we would say, hey, you have to eat, you know, X amount of pieces, or you have to eat this much, and then you can have the thing that you like. She had to eat it first before she got the good stuff.
Did you ever have an instance of, like, I don't even want to try that?
Oh, we did, and I'm kind of the old school parent where I'm like, you're going to sit there until you touch it.
I sat at many meals.
Sometimes the old ways are the correct ways.
But the good thing is she's got 2 older siblings where she would see them, like, you know, they're starting to finish and get ready to go do the fun stuff for the evening.
Ah.
And she'd be like, oh, shoot, I'm still sitting here. I got to speed my butt up.
Don't want to miss out.
Get that plate clean, or at least try what she needs to try.
Exactly.
These are great suggestions.
Got a couple good ideas. Thanks, Allie.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mike, have you tried you got to try a little bit of the thing you don't like to get the pretzels?
The bargaining thing bugs me because, I feel icky doing it.
Yeah.
And I know there's some thought to that if you start bargaining now, like, you're just going to keep bargaining for everything.
It's just going to be negotiation for the rest of your life.
Yeah. But I mean, there's merit to it. It works. I do like the idea of, like, you're not leaving until something has been eaten.
You got to have
a bite. Because if little Winona gets down and starts running around and playing with crayons and throwing confetti in the air.
She's yeah. having a great time.
I want to do that.
Right? Don't you want to join her?
Just come on, eat two of those pretzels.
See, this is why we need TV that you can't pause. Because when I was a kid, if you wanted to watch your program that was on at a certain time,
yes. wasn't that
you had
helpful?
To finish your food
exactly
to go watch
Eric,
Wonder Woman.
It's on, hurry!
Eat those tomatoes!
I can't miss Full House. Like, I'm not yes. going to, right? I can't sit here anymore.
Now it's like, we'll pause it. Like, just, yeah.
We'll pause it for 48 hours
apparently,
and come back
yeah.
to it.
The stakes have changed, right? It's harder.
So bargaining, not a big fan. That does seem, I wonder if we're going to get a lot of those as opportunities or ideas.
We're having this conversation on the Z102.9 Facebook page, too. And Laura said that she had a really picky eater when he was little. He is now an adult. What she did was she just let him do whatever he wanted. If it was ice cream and pancakes for breakfast and then fruit snacks and cheese for lunch, just whatever, as long as he was eating. And guess what? Now he's an adult and he eats food.
And he still eats ice cream for breakfast.
And he's fine.
That's where Nicholas Hansen has cheese, pizza, and milk duds for the rest of his life. My youngest brother. That's all he survived on.
Well, it worked.
As far as food, it's not the healthiest option. Okay, so we've got bargaining on the table. Let them eat whatever they want on
whatever
the table.
They want.
Opportunities to go have fun if they finish their food faster on the table. There's a lot of different ways to approach this. What are your thoughts?
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
I have seen them outdoors. I have seen them indoors. I have
seen
them in this building.
Here. I've seen them there.
I've seen them on a train.
Everywhere.
I've seen them on a plane. The pork tornadoes.
You saw us on a plane?
No. I wish. I've listened
to you on a plane.
I mean, you guys have released a lot of your covers, and I've got friends in Tennessee that just love your music.
Yeah.
And they've never seen you live before, but I think it's either Gangster's Paradise, Shake It Off, or, of course, In the Air Tonight.
Listen, we got some new rap medleys we've been doing since probably the last time
rap
we were in Cedar
medleys?
Rapids. So yeah, like, you know, a Mike Schulte focused
yeah.
song. And the new one we've been doing is Hypnotized by Notorious B.I.G. into Nothing But a G Thing by Snoop into Lose Yourself by Eminem. And people lose it. They lose their
yeah,
selves.
I can imagine.
I love it. I mean, the Pork Tornadoes, you guys always kind of have a twist on things.
Always.
You put music on its head just a little bit. I mean, like, you're a cover band.
Yes.
But you're doing unexpected things with these covers.
Like, Pink Pony Club is a new one we've been doing.
Yes.
And of course, you've got the song that you love that you want to sing at the top of your lungs, but now there's a little bit of guitar in there.
Sure.
There's mm-hmm. a little bit of a nice, like, this is a little different than the radio. And that's what we've always, we never set out to do that. But as we started doing this, it's been 18 years since we started this band.
18 years.
We're like, this has to be fun for us.
Yeah.
We're not just picking Uptown Funk because we know the crowd likes it. That's
right.
a huge deal, but can we make it fun for us mm-hmm. too? And I think that that's sort of a secular thing. Like, the more fun we have, the better it sounds. The more fun you have, then the more fun we have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's just how it
goes
it's been.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
So this is what's known as a Club 5 show, which is a little bit more.
It's actually the powerhouse.
Is the full powerhouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the biggest show we've ever done.
Oh, it is.
Yes. We opened up the balcony, the first balcony of this show. So,
oh, I didn't know that.
Well, because there's so many different varying tiers of tickets that people want and
yeah.
experiences for shows. We've
yeah.
got our VIP pit in front, which is sold out. That
yep.
is like your private bar, and you're right up front and you're in the party pit.
That's the last time I saw you. That's
yes.
where
yeah. Great
that
spot.
Area.
That's why it sells out all
yes.
the time. Then we've got our GA floor, which is like you like to mingle, you like to walk around, find your best spot. And then we added the first row of balconies back there.
I'm
on
glad
the level.
I didn't know that. That's
so
fantastic.
That, you know, some people love me. I'm getting older. I love to have a reserve seat
yes.
to know that I can
I have
show up there later.
I can sit down.
And every once in a while, maybe I'll stand and clap two times and then sit back down again. I'm
you
old now.
Get me.
I'm a dad, okay?
That's
no,
all coming up.
We understand.
Yeah, it's all Saturday at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, which means that's going to be a Ticketmaster show, right?
It is, yeah. Okay. But one of the greatest things about our local market here is you can go down to the box office.
Yes.
Oh.
For any concert you want to see in Cedar Rapids, Wednesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., walk up to the box office in the DoubleTree lobby and save on all of those ticket fees.
So I don't have to get the special
ding ding
whatever
None
charges and services and fees.
You
and
don't have to pay for any of that stuff.
Oh,
and it's
nice.
So great because it's really hard for the artist nowadays with this all-in ticket pricing thing. As you know, now you see that final total and you go, Pork Tornadoes are charging $70
Jeez.
For a ticket. Well, we're not, you know, we're actually charging like 15,
yeah,
but
yeah.
there's
just
a lot
builds.
Of fees. So,
yeah.
So when you realize that all of these fees are not the artist, that you can just go down to the box office and buy them. And that's for any show that you ever want to see in this town. Just go down there.
That's a pro tip.
So
pro
handy.
Tip.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Mike Schulte. Wow.
After you've got this show on Saturday, I know you've got a few other things booked, I think I've seen on your social media.
April's wild. We're going to Kansas City. We're going to Omaha, Waterloo. Pella Opera House is almost sold out.
I was going to ask you about Pella, but then also, aren't you doing the brand new amphitheater in North Liberty? Yes.
Oh, that's right.
The Hy-Vee Amphitheater in North Liberty. Yeah. We're going to be the first concert at that venue. It's like May... It's like the Friday of Memorial Day or something like that.
Yeah, they're kicking off Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my.
That is a cool space. That is, it could fit like 20,000 people kind of if you wanted to. I mean, it's a big green space.
I haven't seen it yet, and I'm so excited. Like,
that's awesome.
This summer, that's the mindset I'm in.
Yes.
And then, you know, without tipping your hand, but you're always good for like a downtown show, usually in Cedar Rapids in the summer. A Ragbri stop or two. So I'm sure you guys are working on stuff on
the
calendar.
Let's just say summer is pretty much booked, and there are some highlight shows that you've come to expect.
Okay.
Let's just say that they will be there. But let's also say that maybe February 28th might be the last chance you'll ever see the Pork Tornadoes.
Oh, what if they don't get any more shows?
What if we don't play ever again?
You got to live like you're never going to see them again. So you might as well just get them for this Saturday.
Yes, please.
Deal. We'll grab those seats through the box office or online through Ticketmaster. And
or PorkTornadoes.com.
Or your website.
Or Party.com.com.
You own Party.com.com?
You got to spell out the first dot. PartyDotCom.com. I promise you, it goes to our website.
It's the easiest way to get tickets.
He's fun in person. He's fun. It's always a ton of fun. Mike Schulte from the Pork Tornadoes. Get those seats now. Thanks for coming into the Morning Scramble.
Thanks, guys.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
It's been a lot of fun because I don't think we've ever had a guest with us in studio approaching a topic for Momtroversy, which this week is more of a dad-troversy because Mike Schulte from the Pork Tornadoes.
I am a dad.
Yeah,
and
you
are
a dad. And you have a troversy.
And I have a controversy.
He has a troversy, yes.
Your troversy is picky eating. You've got two little ones under the age of 5. Oh, my gosh.
Under the age of 4. Let's just keep this real, okay?
Under 4.
And you're right in that zone of picky eating. And which one is it, the younger one or the older one?
Winnie, the youngest, will eat anything and complain if the food is not in front of her. And then Willa.
She wants it instantly.
She needs it right now.
Her problem is immediacy.
Yes. And Willa is picky in the sense of like, whatever she thought she liked yesterday, she doesn't like today. You went out into Sam's Club and bought it in bulk because you're like, we found something. And now she doesn't like it anymore.
Seriously? That is so frustrating.
Yes, it is.
I went through the same thing.
And you're making it and you're like, oh, they're going to love this. I can't wait to eat it.
Not today.
Eh.
That's hard.
When that happens, which happens a lot, do you get an alternate right away? Like, I don't want that. Give me this.
Oh, God, we've done everything. We've tried the bargaining. Like, if you could just have two more of those pieces, you can have some ice cream. Or sometimes then you're like, whatever, here's a piece of toast. You know, like, here's some goldfish.
Yeah.
But, like, that's what I don't want to do that. I don't want to give in to the idea that, like, if you complain about this, something else will come to you.
You can't let that picky eater win.
No.
Right?
No.
You're the parent.
Which, from a life standpoint, doesn't work that way.
Exactly.
Right? Just because you complain a lot doesn't mean you're going to get the result that you want.
No, we need to teach. They say kids need to learn these lessons before they turn 4.
Yes.
Or else, at that point, they've developed some deep-seated things that they will always deal with.
Things go
like
sideways.
Get in your way.
Correct. Like, if I complain, I will eventually get it.
Yes.
And so I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Or you can say that I'm going to sit here, but I know that if I wait 5 minutes, you're going to give up.
They'll cave. All right. Well, let's see if we can help you out. We've been asking for phone calls. The phone line will remain open. We're going to carry this into tomorrow. But Mike's got to take off here in a little bit. But
this is a common problem. And I know that there are other people who have dealt with this, right?
How do you deal at your home with picky eaters?
So one thing that we did with all of our kids is we didn't offer a second option. We offered adaptations to what we were having. So, like, if it was spaghetti and we have a kid that absolutely hated sauce, we would keep it separate and then let them kind of decide what they wanted to add to it. Or if it was, like, a taco night and someone was very picky about what they wanted on it, they could have just the meat and cheese. But we didn't do separate meals because I just figured that was...
That's a lot of work.
Step.
That's a lot of work.
More work.
Yes. So, customize
but we just
your order,
adapted
basically.
What we had.
Yeah.
So, it may be... Maybe a cheeseburger night, or like if you did like a fettuccine or something, we keep everything separate and then they could pick how they wanted to like dress their plate individually. So it kind of pulled them into the process of making their plate and putting it together.
And then they have ownership of it. I created this meal and I helped, right?
Right.
And I think at 4 years old, she'd understand that too.
Yeah.
All right. Great ideas. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye. What do you like this idea?
I like that.
You like it?
Smorgasbordish.
And it's actually bringing, so actually friend of the show here, Jamie Henderson, good person in the world, said that her son, they kind of let him make it, and he takes the ownership of like, whatever it is, this is cool because I did it. And it reminded me that sometimes we'll go to Papa Murphy's and we'll get that, it's called like a Little Murph,
yeah,
where they like make the pizza. It's the same pizza that you would have gotten anyway,
but they're making it.
And she absolutely loves that. So it, maybe it's something of like, keep the ingredients separate here. How much sauce do you want to put on it? Like, mm-hmm, how many hot dogs do you want to cut up?
More hands
how big
on,
or small
more
should they
customized.
Be?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's something you should try. Like, can you do it and then report back?
I can call you tomorrow morning and be like, this is how dinner.
Let us know
it was terrible. Yes. Oh my God. She threw it all over the place. And
but there's a lot of foods that you can play with like that. Pizza is a great one. Like she was saying,
the
burgers,
taco idea.
Tacos. Yep. There's so many customizable things.
Or like the burger. Like, okay, we've got the bun and we've got the burger. And do you want cheese or no cheese? And ketchup.
No ketchup.
Yeah, so maybe that's something to try.
All right, we got an idea. Now, we're going to continue this conversation into tomorrow. The other cool thing that you'll notice when we do this is people now will text you directly because they don't want to call in.
Yes. Super helpful.
I already got some messages.
That's
finally
great. Yeah, okay. Well, we're here to help people out, right? That's what we do. Well, thank you for coming in, spending
thanks,
morning. One more time, let's keep people at your show on Saturday.
This Saturday, it would mean the world to us. We are local. We employ local people. This is a fun event for people of all ages and all genre lovers. Saturday, Alliant Energy Powerhouse. Go down to the box office Wednesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Buy your tickets. Avoid all the fees. Help us do fun things in the community. We love it.
Yeah, we want to keep them here for sure.
Absolutely.
Mike Schulte, Pork Tornadoes, joining us on the Morning Scramble. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.